Stadium. Sydney FC have had the week off and they'll be facing Adelaide United, who progressed through to the semi-final with their win against Brisbane on Friday night. Sydney FC $2.15 in normal time result betting, with Adelaide United at $3.10 and the draw at $3.50. To qualify for the final, Sydney FC $1.57 and Adelaide United $2.30. And in the grand final winner market, Melbourne Victory, they're just waiting for their opponents. They're $2.35 favourites. Sydney FC $3.20. Adelaide United $4.75, Wellington $8, and Melbourne City at $21. So there, whatever you, footy code you do follow, whether it be the rugby league, the Aussie rules, or soccer with the A-League, there's all the action taking place over the afternoon. And of course in the EPL tonight, Chelsea can wrap up the title. It's pretty much done anyway. From a mathematical point of view, it will be over tonight if they get the maximum points against Crystal Palace. That match kicks off at 10:30. And just a reminder again, on the bout at 1:30 this afternoon, 1:30 this afternoon from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Floyd Mayweather $1.55, Manny Pacquiao at $2.45. We'll have live betting throughout the bout. And also for those if you are back either boxer in the head-to-head market with your TAB account or TAB rewards card, and if your boxer gets knocked out in the first six rounds, we'll replace your stake with a bonus bet up to $50 or equivalent TAB rewards points. So once again, they're back either boxer in the head-to-head market with your TAB account or TAB rewards card. If they get knocked out in the first six rounds, we'll replace your stake with a bonus bet or the equivalent TAB rewards points. It is a huge afternoon over here, Paul, and looking forward to the fight. Hopefully it is a big one. Hopefully it goes the distance and we get to see a really great event there from Las Vegas.
Weather not the best outside, so a great afternoon to make sure the batteries are nice and fresh in the remote and sit on the couch and watch all the action.
Yeah, not a great day if you're looking to perhaps start a diet or an exercise program or something like that. won't be the greatest afternoon to do that. And just for those who do want to know the score, in Game 7 of the NBA playoff series, the LA Clippers and the San Antonio Spurs, the Spurs lead 22-20, and there's 2.5 minutes left in the first quarter. And you can bet live on that by calling 1-333-390. That match is being shown on ESPN.
Trent, great to have you on the show this morning on Tab Talk, and have a good week.
Will do. Thanks again, Paul.
We'll catch up with you soon. Trent Langscale there from tab.com.au with all the latest markets. And his special guests, of course, today were Brad Rosen talking about the NBA playoffs and also Dick Fane about the big fight on a little later on today. It's just gone 28 minutes to 11. We're heading off to Alexandra Park shortly for the second. That result at Ashburton, 5-3-4-8, ran fourth, Recklaw Supreme. Shortly to Alex Park for race number 2 on the card today. As we take a look at the market there, 2, Blue Allen, the 220 favourite, and second elect number 4, Luna DeMille, at $6.20.
There's even more to play for with Trackside, with a chance to win a mega $350,000. We'll give a Trackside winner the chance to win up to $350,000 on one race each week for 5 weeks. And it could be you. Jump on tabtrackside.com.au to find out more. T's and C's apply. Permit number LTPS/15/01744. Gamble responsibly.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse offer a filly bred speed on speed. Buy I Am Invincible. Champion sire injecting early speed into his progeny like dual Group 1 winner Brazen Bow. From special mention, a 2-year-old winner by Exceed and Excel. Champion 2-year-old sire and directly related to champion sprinter Special. Nobody trains 2-year-olds better than Gay. Join our Dynamic Gay Waterhouse team in this precocious filly. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Alexandra Park second.
Lamps green light up with starter Frank Phelan. They're off and Blue Allen, Luna DeMille, they come off the arm strong. Liaz to trying to rush across the face of the field as Collect the Cash as they work to the winning post with two to go and Collect the Cash. Joshua Dickey will get across. They got across Luna DeMille, kicking up on the inside. Blue Allen can't quite get across to the marker line. Collect the Cash might just do it now. It will do as they get out to the 1800. Luna DeMille left Park, then Souvenir Glory three back on the inside. inside. Into the 1-1 goes Matty Blue and James Stormont. Two lengths away in the field then to Rowan Sapphire, racing around Dory D and Tiger Tamer last. Through the back, Luna De Bale now has a play for the lead. We'll take over from Collect the Cash. Matty Blue's also pressing forward on the outside, likely to also have a shot for the lead, and a lead time of 42.5. It's a good lead time for this class as they work off the back. Souvenir Glory's away from the inside, now left parked as Matty Blue takes over as they sweep across the showgrounds turn, then Blue Allen. Tiger Tamer's going to land into the 1-1 here, then Rowan Sapphire and Dory D and Gary Noakes is back last. Working off the showgrounds turn and about to work into the lane, and Matty Blue, James Stormont with Souvenir Glory, Kyle Marshall right there on the outside. Luna DeMille in the trail for Todd McFarlane, opening quarter 31-2 as we get another new leader here, and Souvenir Glory strides on to the lead. Tiger Tamer now left park for the Wizard. In the 1-1 is Rowan Sapphire, Nicky Chilcott back on the inside, Collect the Cash. A one-time lead is now four back on the marker line, Stables Corner, Dory D second last, and the favourite, Blue Allen. Peter Ferguson back last on the inside, just moves away from the markers as Dory D starts to work forward out three wide. Souvenir Glory out to the 800 metre mark on the Printworks Mobile Pace second quarter, 31-1. A length and a half over Tiger Tamer. Dory D pressing up three wide. Matty Blue trailing. Rowan Sapphire 1-1. Blue Allen getting a lovely drag into the race out. Three on the back of Dory D. Luna De Mail away from the markers and Collect the Cash is drifting away. Souvenir Glory with Tiger Tamer right there on the outside as they swing off the back and work the showgrounds turn. Final time. Then Dory D. Blue Allen's only two lengths off the lead as they pace to the 400. Rowan Sapphire. The others are all drifting away. 30 seconds for that third quarter. Souvenir Glory, Tiger Tamer, Dory D, Blue Allen waiting the passing lane. Souvenir Glory seems to be travelling the best of them though as they swing in. Tiger Tamer, Dory D, Blue Allen for the passing lane. Souvenir Glory, Kyle Marshall, Tiger Tamer, the Wizard, Todd Mitchell, Dory D and Gary Noakes starting to stride home down the outside. Souvenir Glory, Dory D's coming strongly on the outside. Souvenir Glory, Dory D, Souvenir Glory, Dory D, Souvenir Glory. Souvenir Glory gets the win over Dory D. Tiger Tamer third, then Blue Allen. Rowan Sapphire the next. They were followed Luna De Mail. Further away then to Matty Blue. And Collect the Cash, 2:46 the time, home in 31.1.
Number one, Souvenir Glory for Kyle Marshall to pay $7.80 and $1.90. Number three, Dory D at $3.10. And for third, we had number eight, which was Tiger Tamer, $2.10. Number two will run fourth there, Blue Allen. Sky Sports Radio, it's now 20 minutes to 11.
Black Buffet, House of Ancelot, Bowtie, Caduceus.
All stars in the history of harness racing.
Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Where the stars come alive.
Time to talk harness racing, and we say good morning to Greg Hayes. How are you, Greg?
Really well, thank you, Paul. It's been an exciting time in harness racing over the past week after the big meeting at Tabcorp Park Menangle last Sunday, so there's plenty to talk about.
There certainly is, and our guest on the program this morning is Shane Tritton, who just keeps training winners.
Yeah, he certainly does. Shane's had a remarkable run, especially in the last 10 days or so, and I think he's had something like 14 winners since Thursday week. Shane, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey guys, how are you going?
Really, really well. Firstly, let's talk about last night, Newcastle. You won the Newcastle Derby with a filly. Pretty impressive performance.
Yeah, no, she's certainly come a long way since we got her from New Zealand. We had a couple of little false starts with her. She done a few things wrong, but we've been managed to sort her out. And you know, she deserved that win last night. She was a bit unlucky in Victoria, so you know, it's rare that you can actually win a derby. But you know, she certainly would have taken some beating no matter who was there.
So what's the plans with my Riviera Belle now? Do you what sort of races are you going to be looking to target with her?
Well, we've got the Oaks at Newcastle next week. You know, with the floods and everything up here, it's probably going to struggle to stand up, but we're hopeful that it does for the club and for her, and then we'll look at a Brisbane campaign in the next couple of months.
And there was no inclination to head across to New Zealand or anything like that. There, you're just happy to punch around in the local races, keeping in mind that you've got Salty Robin over there in New Zealand at the moment.
Definitely would have. You know, we did contemplate the idea that if we did get invited for the Jewels. She just needed to probably do a bit more in Victoria. I do think she would have held her own, that's for sure, but we just didn't get the luck in Victoria, and you know, there was a couple of fillies that finished in front of her, and you know, they deserve the spot in front of us. But, you know, she's definitely going to be a nice mare, and you know, she's a nice, big, strong step mare, and the distance doesn't seem to bother her. So she's going to be a horse for the future, that's for sure.
She's unlucky in Victoria, wasn't she? If she'd been able to get clear running approaching the turn, she would have been right in the finish. Lauren had to wait until halfway up the straight to get a split, and the horse really, she dived through late in that Victoria race.
Exactly, yeah. And, we really would have liked to have drawn the front line like she showed last night. She's a natural front runner. We didn't get the opportunity in Victoria to show that. So, it's a bit disappointing, but, you know, that's these big Group 1 races. They're full of horses that can win, and, you know, you definitely need some luck.
Miss Riviera Bell, she goes to the Newcastle Oaks next week if it stands up, and then off to Queensland. What about some of your other horses, Tulti Robin? How's he in New Zealand? What's the report from the team looking after him over there?
Yeah, no, they're very happy with him. They said he's a different horse now to what he was that first few days when we were there. They said he's really come out of his shell, and you know he's looked $1 million. So you know the reports are really, really good. I actually fly over tomorrow morning for a couple of days just to get some track work with him, just to get a gauge on where he's at and how he's handling things, but. The reports are, yeah, very, very good. So I'm really happy.
And I noticed a tweet that went around from one of your owners during the week. Last year, Lombo's on the market. Now, is that more just a toe in the water and see if there's a big offer to come from the States maybe for last year, Lombo, that he's sold, or
he's
contemplating moving him on?
It's an interesting point. You know, he's always been in Matt Beauty's shadow, and I guess that, with them owners, they've got both enforcers, and Matt Beauty's nearly back on the scene. So, you know, they're probably just looking at the American interest and see if the money's there for him. It'd take a really good offer to get him. He's certainly not finished with, and, you know, he's never had a spell in the 2 years that I've had him, so he's having one now. So I, as a trainer, I'd be more than happy to keep him, that's for sure. I think he's certainly not done with yet. And, you know, if I get him fresh and get him back over the mile and, at Menangle, he'll take some beating in no matter what race he gets in. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens there, but he's definitely for sale for the right money, and, you know, if that money comes up, well, he might head overseas.
What sort of money does a horse like him bring in the States? Like, we, you know, obviously we're talking big six-figure numbers.
Yeah, it's probably hard. The dollar over there is a lot better now, so they can buy, you know, probably $100,000 horse here for, you know, maybe 60,000 American. So they're getting a good bite of it. But, you know, that horse like Spice Stewie, he can win 100 plus thousand every year. So he's going to have to be a well-priced horse. But, you know, the owners are just looking at the situation and saying, well, you know, maybe if we sell him, we can buy a younger horse and try and get the next generation. So, you know, I think either way it goes. I think the horse, I think he'd do a wonderful job in America. He'd certainly love the speed on. He doesn't have to lead. It's just that we find it hard to not lead with him because the speed is not usually on. So if he went to America and was driven with a sit, you know, he'd run some sensational times, but, you know, he may or may not get that opportunity.
Mate, Jive and Cullen came out last night late scratching. Everything all right there?
Yeah, no, I just wasn't 100% happy with the state of the track. The staff there done a super job. The track was better than it usually is in the wet, but just that horse has had some leg issues in the past, and we haven't had him for a long enough time to judge on how well his legs are. So he's 100% sound and he's fine, but just took a decision last night that it wasn't worth the risk, and pulled him out, and, you know, hopefully he's heading for some bigger races.
How important is this premiership to you? You've got a 10-win lead. Just looking back through the last eight or nine premierships, I think 2010, 2011 was the closest, where there was only three between Paul Fitzpatrick and Steve Turnbull. Steve Turnbull has closed the gap on you, but you, as I said earlier, you've had a remarkable last 10 days. What would winning a premiership in the state of New South Wales mean to you?
Well, it's. I guess you've got to set yourself goals every year, and you know, we've run second, I think, a couple of times now to Steve, and he's certainly a hard man to stick with. He just keeps pumping out the races and winners and meetings and out the bush, so it's certainly hard, but, you know, it's definitely a goal I'd like to have, and I think this year we're in a really good position to do it, but we just had a little bit of a quiet period when a few of the horses had hard runs, and we freshened them up, but we've got a pretty serious next 3 months ahead of us, and, you know, I think we can keep punching the winners out, but, you know, Steve's a pretty hard man. When he wants to get something, he usually does, so I'm sure he's pumping the winners out too.
Well, mate, congratulations with the run you've had. Well done with the filly last night winning the Derby. As you said, it doesn't happen too often. And all the best of luck over the rest of the season as you try and take out your first title.
Thank you, mate. No worries.
There he is, Shane Critton, Paul. He's having a really good run at the moment. His team's back firing on all cylinders. And some interesting statements there about Suave Stewie Lombo. Obviously, on the market for the right sort of money in the state. And, you know, Shane's got a lot of nice horses in the stable, but Suave Stewie Lombo, definitely not an easy horse to replace.
Fair enough. Okay, now a relief package has been announced during the week to help out those affected by the Hunter Valley floods, Greg.
Yeah, Harness Racing New South Wales announced on Friday that through the support of Kirkwood Produce, High Gain Feeds and Mitavite, that for the trainers that had registered with Harness Racing New South Wales as having difficulties, that they'd put together a feed package, a couple of bags of grain mix, a bag of lease and chaff, a bale of hay, and then Kirkwood Produce were actually throwing in a bag of a feed for free. So obviously the trainers weren't they were given an entitlement. It was all put through a formula on a computer to find out who was entitled to what. But the Kirkwood Produce have been fantastic. They turned this over very quickly when Harness Racing New South Wales showed some interest. So great to see that the trainers and the participants that are in need in the Hunter Valley are being looked after, and there's something there to keep them going for a little bit of time anyway, and until they can get the cleanup underway up in the Hunter Valley due to the flood.
Okay, Greg, they're just underway. Ash Burton will join that race shortly. The Australian Pacing Gold at Milton last night.
Yeah, Jillaby Jitterbug took it out for the Lees. Jason Lee, Marg Lee, fantastic performance. After they'd gone 80 metres, people who took the $6.50 would have thrown their tickets in the bin. Horse in front of a Gallop Hazel's Girl, and it looked as though Jillaby Jitterbug, who would have been at worst three pegs, probably behind the leader, had a really good chance of winning. But after that little indiscretion by Hazel's Girl, Jillaby Jitterbug looked to be out of play. But a really patient drive by Jason Lee, got the three wide card up on the back of Hot Shot Woman, and then was able to run away and win quite convincingly in the end in a mile rate of 156.5. Paul, she's out of a filly called Keppel Bay. She won the APG herself as a two-year-old. So it continues on in the family. Rock and Roll Heaven, slow start to his soaring career here in Australia, but he's really starting to hit his straps now. And congratulations to the Lees. Fantastic drive by Jason, but they're a really hard-working family and they deserve all the success they get.
Okay, Greg, Aller Racing News, Harness Racing News.
Looking forward to the meeting today at Forbes, part of the Carnival of Cups. And then, of course, we get ready. Queensland Carnival is not too far away. And all the big New South Wales stables and some of the smaller stables will be well represented north of the border. So really good to see the New South Wales trainers chasing that bigger money in Queensland. Really looking forward to the upcoming Carnival.
So plenty coming up in Harness Racing.
For sure and certain. And as I said, make sure you stick around and get all the tips for the Forbes meeting today with the Carnival of Cups program. Some great prize money on offer.
Greg, thanks for your time this morning. We'll catch you again soon.
Good as gold. Thanks, Paul.
Greg Hayes there talking harness racing on Sky Sports Radio. Let's get across to New Zealand now. This is Ash Burton with Mark.
50 to go. Leads a length on Toot Toot. Burnoff waits on the Better's Delight passing lane and three wide Yippie Kaye. Then Semper Fidelis, Boomer Bailey, three back the inside. And Paul's verdict is last. They have 400 metres to go. Third quarter in 29.4. And it's Big Boys Club by a length on Toot Toot. Gavin Smith throwing a bit more coal in the fire now. Burnoff's over on the inside, and then Boomer Bailey looking to work out inside of Semper Fidelis. Big Boys Club still in front. Burnoff the inside. Toot Toot's run out of steam. Out wide of Boomer Bailey's into the clear. Burnoff darted through though. After it, Boomer Bailey, but it's Burnoff in front. Boomer Bailey won't get Burnoff, and Burnoff breaks the maiden. Beat Boomer Bailey and Big Boys Club. Semper Fidelis fourth, Toot Toot fifth, and then Paul's verdict, and Yippie-ki-yay up the lane in an even 27 seconds.
Winner there was number two, Burnoff, to return 210 and 110 for Craig Thornley over number five, Boomer Bailey at $2.20, and number three for third, Big Boys Club. No third dividend, confirming that result through on the previous on the card from New Zealand over there at Alexandra Park. It was one Souvenir Glory, 780-190, three Dory D, 310, number eight Tiger Tamer, 210, and two Blue Allen ran fourth.
It's the clash of the world's best and the new kid on the block. Today's 14 million Hong Kong dollars champions mile sees Able Friend, rated world's best thoroughbred, up against Hong Kong's latest rising star, the John-sized trained Luger. It's the main event on a mouth-watering card of racing from Hong Kong's Sha Tin Racecourse. Catch all the action live across the Sky Racing Network this afternoon from 2:30. And get on at your local tab or at tab.com.au.
As the death toll rises, the Red Cross Nepal earthquake appeal needs your support urgently. Red Cross workers are on the ground assisting thousands. Go to redcross.org.au. Supporting the Red Cross Nepal appeal. This is Sky Sports Radio.
Greyhound racing takes place all over the world,
but Australia leads the way for sheer quality.
Stay with Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
And talking greyhound racing, Stuart Turner, good morning.
Morning, mate. How are you going?
I'm good on this fairly wet Sunday here in Sydney town. But anyway, the greyhound action will continue. And, of course, last night we saw Elfin Bale score a very good win in the Group 3 Ladies Bracelet there at 20 Park.
Yeah, that's right, mate. And it was a case of anything you can do, I can do too, last night at Wentworth Park. If you remember, Fernando Bale claimed the golden Easter egg at Wentworth Park last month. Well, his little sister Elfin Bale got her paws on a group race as well last night. She took the Evans & Son Jewellers Ladies Bracelet, and what a superb race it was too. Elfin Bale trailed kennel mate Dinah Nico in the home straight, but she came back brilliantly, dived for the line, and got it by her neck in 29.8. So if you haven't seen the race, check out the replay. It's an absolutely wonderful race and a brilliant night for the Daly Kennel, because Andrea Daly, she picked up the trifecta with Spring Leaf taking third in the race behind Elfin Bale and Dinah Nico. So yet another group title for the Dalys. You've just got to tip your cap to them and say well done. A cracking race and well done to them. And there were a couple of other notable performances last night at Wentworth Park too. Ronnie Bell, Senorita Pearl, she ran a strong 29.77 to win, and there were another couple of good wins as well. Tua T went round in 29.79. So, look, both great wins, and look, some fantastic action last night at Wentworth Park.
And the action continues, Stuart, on Monday, tomorrow at Nowra, the Group 3 Classic Bet Puppy Classic. And this looks a battle. Well, let's say it could be a fantastic race, Stuart.
Yeah, that's the one. It's a headline writer's dream, this one, isn't it, mate? Speaking of siblings, it's brother versus brother in the Group 3 Classic Bet Summer Puppy Classic at Nowra tomorrow. Fantastic Sid in box two against Fantastic Spiral in box three. Both of them look the top picks. And, Paul, there's nothing between these two. They're both excellent sprinters. They're both excellent. They've both had Wentworth Park wins. And time-wise, there's very little between them as well. I was speaking to owner-trainer Jason Fletcher on Thursday. He thinks maybe Fantastic Spiral might just have the slight edge, as Fantastic Sid can miss the start occasionally. And I think I'd be leaning towards Fantastic Spiral as well. But it's going to be a cracking race. $25,000 up for grabs for the winner. The action starts at just a tick past 3:15 tomorrow at Nowra. And, of course, fields form and expert picks are going to be available at thedogs.com.au right now.
So Nowra in the twilight will lead us into a good meeting at Wentworth Park tomorrow night. And Nymeria, the potential superstar, is going around.
Yeah, that's right, mate. It's not often I look forward to Mondays, but I certainly am this week, because as well as the Group 3 final at Nowra, we've got a super nice racing at Wentworth Park tomorrow. And going in race one is a very eye-catching put by the name, as you said, of Nymeria, who trialled an absolutely blistering 29.50 at Dapto recently over the 520 metres. Can't wait to see how she goes tomorrow. She's in the opening race there. She's making her debut. Going to be absolutely fascinating to see if she can follow that one up. And also at Wentworth Park tomorrow, there's some other great races. We've got Spacecraft in action, the recent Maitland Cup winner. Very interesting to see how he goes back in Sydney. Didn't go too great at Albion Park, I think, last Thursday night, but look, should go well again here now back in Sydney. And another greyhound who has caught the eye recently as well, Irish Whip. Already run below 30 seconds at Wentworth Park, going in one of the races tomorrow. So, look, should be a great night tomorrow again at Wentworth Park. And, of course, field form and expert picks and everything you need are available now at thedogs.com.au.
And a big week coming up, the usual meetings.
Yeah, that's right. Plenty to look forward to, mate. Another action-packed week. We've got a Canberra going today or later today. And then on Monday, those two brilliant meetings, as we've talked about, at Nowra and Wentworth Park and Bathurst as well. Tuesday, another busy day. They go at Lismore, Gosford and Goulburn. Wednesday, we've got racing at Wagga, Richmond and Bulleye. Thursday, they go again at Gosford, which is replacing the scheduled Maitland meeting, Dubbo and Dapto. Now, Dapto is going to feature the 4X Gold Derby final. I'm liking Topper Road in that one. Should be a great race. Friday, they go at Wentworth Park, Unibet Gardens and Casino. And Saturday, Paul, a big day here, actually. We've got Wentworth Park, including a big maiden final, Unibet Gardens, and at Richmond. At Richmond, they've got heats of the Group 3 Unibet Oaks. $30,000 to the winner up for grabs in that one. So, look, should be a fantastic series. Richmond this Saturday, definitely not one to be missed. So, look, I can't wait for this week. Another great week coming up. And, of course, everything you need, field form, expert picks, absolutely everything available at thedogs.com.au.
Stuart, thanks for your time this morning and good luck through the week.
No problem, mate. You take care.
Stuart Turner there talking greyhound racing here on Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
See what's happening out on Sydney roads, and here's Warren.
Yeah, good morning again, and heading through the top of the Blue Mountains. Extra care needed with the fog and rain around. We've got plenty of water of a different kind with flood zones all over the Sydney Basin at the moment. Oxford Falls, the Royal National Park, Moralia, through the Annengrove area and Schofields, Hambledon Road, all underwater there. But just clearing up from an accident at Day Street at Drummoyne along from Victoria Road. In the Big W drop zone, you'll find new products and prices dropping all the time. Hurry won't last long. That's the latest traffic, number one in race. Sky Sports Radio.
Thank you, Warren. It's now 3 minutes to 11.
It's been a roller coaster 10th season in the Hyundai A-League, and the action heats up even further as clubs go in search of finals glory. To celebrate, place a result bet on the Hyundai A-League Finals with your TAB account or TAB Rewards card. And if your team leads but doesn't progress in the finals, we'll replace your stake with a bonus bet up to $50 or equivalent points. Get on at your local TAB, tab.com.au or on your mobile. Terms and conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Which we just heard from Warren. It's 3 minutes to 11.
And here's the kickoff. We're underway. Your Sunday mornings are now sportier than ever. Join Ray Thomas and Jimmy Smith when they bring you radio's best serve of sport and racing on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Right here from 6 a.m. Sundays on Sky Sports Radio, your sports and racing leader.
Are you looking to buy or sell a thoroughbred? Maybe a broodmare, tried racehorse, or even a yearling? Look no further than bloodstockauction.com, Australia's first 100% online auction. Horses go under the hammer from 7 p.m. the first and third Tuesday of every month. Catalogue available 5 days prior. Trading horses has never been easier. Log on and become a member today. Access to Bloodstock worldwide. bloodstockauction.com, delivering the sales ring to you.
As the death toll rises, the Red Cross Nepal Earthquake Appeal needs your support urgently. Red Cross workers are on the ground assisting thousands. Go to redcross.org.au. Supporting the Red Cross Nepal Appeal. This is Sky Sports Radio.
There's even more to play for with Trackside, with a chance to win a mega $350,000. We'll give a Trackside winner the chance to win up to $350,000 on one race each week for 5 weeks. And it could be you. Jump on tattrackside.com.au to find out more.
T's and C's apply. Permit number LTPS-15-01744. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio, they'll come up shortly at Alexandra Park for race number 3 on the card here today. We'll join that race shortly. It's a long race over 2,700. And number 9, Hot Chocolate Tart at $3.90 is the favourite. Head of number 3, Alta Venetia at $4.60. Staying on harness racing, Michael Dummersley joins me online to look at the program out at Forbes today. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
Yeah, very good, and it's a beautiful day out here in the central western New South Wales, and fine conditions for racing at Forbes today.
Can you send some of that good weather over the range, nearer the coast, if you wouldn't mind?
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
Fine and good for Forbes. Let's make a start. A 2,060-metre event, the first from the mobile. Scratchings 2081 along with number 7.
Yeah, this looks like a race in four horses, this race, race number 1. I've come up with number 9 in the race, the Conia, trained by Kenny Ruett, Canoundra, to be driven by John O'Shea. John O'Shea, one of our leading drivers out here in the Central West. This horse has been in great form its last 3 or 4 starts. It's won 2 of them and run a second and a very good third the other night at Bathurst. That mightn't be in people's form, gods, but it was a very good run. I'll put it on top number 9 for Kenny. I can see it getting the cash here. It won at Forbes going back on Anzac Day. I think he can back it up today. So second, I'll go for number 5, Bronson, joins the new stable, should be an improved run. Third, number 6, and for fourth, we'll go with number 8. My numbers here in race number 1 are 9, 5, 6, and 8.